It's Labor Day. H-Town, live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios. In for In the Loop, here's Luke Morrow and Chris Partee.
What matchup are you most looking forward to in week one? Whether it's something in the Texans-Rams game or just something in general on the NFL schedule. Because it is officially game week.
Yeah.
It is week one of the NFL season. Starting today. Starting this morning when you woke up.
We have arrived.
Yep.
Week one, baby. Week one.
Great time of the year.
It's what y'all been waiting for. Here we go.
You can always text the show, as many Texas fans are doing right now.
Oh, yeah. They on our line right now.
713-572-4610.
They are not Abby.
You can also get to us on YouTube and Twitch as well.
Hey, don't they say the truth hurts sometimes?
That's right.
It does.
The truth hurts, but it can also set you free.
Very true, sir. That's a wise young man we got back there, man.
Yeah.
Wise young man. It can set you free.
I can't really talk anything bad about Art in Texas because Sam Houston plays them in Austin in a couple of weeks, and I'm going to be there. So
yeah, so you might want to chill out on that right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I'm going to chill out on that.
Let us take all the heat for you right now.
Could have also just stopped after saying Sam Houston.
Yes, I guess so.
A Sam Houston fan is going to be talking trash about Texas football.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't going to say it, but, you know, here go Luke again.
The truth will set you free.
It will.
I'm going to need to make the hating ass Luke as a drop every time.
He definitely needs a drop for that.
Yeah.
He
for the record, just keeping it real.
Yeah.
People label you a hater when you just tell the truth.
But that's what it means. You tell the truth, but you hating. That's all that means.
So. Yeah,
you know how it is today.
That's right. I do.
You say something somebody don't like. Oh man, you just hating.
Yeah, exactly right. That's what I mean.
You just hating.
Just saying the unpopular, truthful things out loud.
Damn right.
Yeah.
Week one.
Week one of the NFL season. Oh, by the way, real quick on the whole Arch Manning thing, just to put a bow on it, because they're Texas fans. I get it. I would defend my guy and my team too. I want to be clear. We were talking about Saturday's performance.
Yeah.
I'm not telling you that Arch can't get better or won't get better.
No.
But also, at the same time, because, one text came in about, not giving up. Yeah, I'm not telling you he shouldn't play again. But at the same time, with all the hype, the way that he's been talked about, and then to have that be I know it's his first start of the year, and I know it's Ohio State, but to compare him to all of these things, if instead the narrative was he still has some work to do.
Yeah.
Then you watch that game on Saturday and say, oh, yeah, he does have some work to do. Yeah. They were right.
Instead, he is
the next great quarterback,
yeah.
Except he's still going to need another year, even though he hasn't played the last 2 years. And he's only going to look the part when he's not playing a top five team in the country or a good defensive coordinator.
That's when you need to look the part.
Then you'll see he's a great quarterback.
No. Too many caveats there. Way too many.
So, honestly, it's not even Arch's fault so much. It's the media that hyped him up, around him.
But, hey, that's what we do sometimes.
It is.
We're part of that.
Which is another reason why I hate preseason polls. This was the other point I meant to make. Because who's doing the poll?
Yeah.
The media.
Yeah.
And then who rips these teams apart?
The media.
When, no, maybe you just got it wrong.
And who do we consume content from? The media.
Yes. Here you go.
Thank you.
Y'all were supposed to join me on that. But
oh, our bet.
Yeah. I by the way... D'Amico just got done speaking.
Anything?
He said to lead off, he expects C.J. Gardner-Johnson to play week one.
All right.
So,
that's good news.
Oh, 100%. That's big news.
Yeah, that's big right
It's big news. I'm curious to see how close to 100% he is and if there is any sort of snap limitation. But that is big news that D'Amico just shared with the media a few minutes ago that he expects him out there on Sunday. That's another one where that is such an odd story that I think D'Amico took offense to and addressed it when talking to the media last week, tried to indirectly address it. But that was such an odd story that when that happened, the talks was like, oh, brutal injury, out for the year, blew out his knee, whatever it was.
Yeah, when it first happened?
Yeah.
I mean, because he got carted off, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it felt and looked really serious initially.
Yeah, sure did. And we thought, oh, there he goes. This was your big move of the offseason. And he's not going to be available. Turns out he might not even miss a game. Here is D'Amico Ryans talking about it.
Yeah, CJ's doing really well, progressing fine. We expect him to be ready for week one.
So there you go. Pretty good.
Short, sweet, to the point.
Yeah, that's D'Amico, which is good, though.
We expect him to be ready.
Sounds better than what they labeled Joe Mixon as last week. So
yeah.
So C.J. Gardner-Johnson is going to be out there, which is a big boost for the defense. We talked earlier what could be the what was the term I used? Whatever would what would lead to the demise of the Texans this year? And somebody did say C.J. Gardner-Johnson not being out there.
Yeah.
So he might be there week one.
Yeah.
Which leads me to ask, let's first focus on the Texans-Rams, then we can zoom out to the rest of the NFL.
Okay.
But as we look ahead to week one, what matchup, what are you looking forward to most specifically with Texans and the Rams on Sunday? What is that matchup, player, whatever it is, that storyline that you're looking forward to most come Sunday?
Well, I'm looking more at a unit. So I'm looking at that front seven versus the offensive line and really how CJ deals with that and the offensive line kind of deal with that with the Rams front seven. Mm-hmm. That's the matchup that I'm intrigued by just because of all the questions we've all had about the offensive line. And I'm also interested to see where Ariante Ursary is going to be. I think a lot of people are going to be interested in that. Pretty sure he's going to be obviously starting, but left side, right side, I'm not sure exactly where yet. So, I mean, do we know that yet for sure?
No, I don't think for sure.
Okay.
I would assume left tackle, but, I don't think it's been confirmed.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's interesting to me. Yeah.
Yeah, for me, I'm going to follow you there. I think just trenches on both sides. Because I don't think the Rams' offensive line is all that great. They had problems last year, and I don't know if they're any better this year. So I think the Texans will have a chance to really get after Stafford, especially, assuming it is Matt Stafford, especially if he has a back problem. I don't know how mobile Stafford will be.
And he's also, never been the most mobile.
Almost 40 at this point. So
he's never been the most mobile anyway.
No, I mean, he's good at moving the pocket. Yeah. You know, I mean, he doesn't necessarily run a lot past the line of scrimmage.
No.
But he can be elusive, at least when he was younger. So that it's both sides. It's the Texans defensive line or just front seven against the Rams offensive line, because I think they can make things really difficult for Matt Stafford.
Yep.
And then on the flip side, absolutely. I mean, it's the offensive line. It's what I've been saying all, and this isn't a unique take to me, but it's the linchpin to this Texans team. I'm used to talking about Arch Manning in Texas. I keep saying Texas. It's the linchpin, though. I think the Texans are only going to go as far this year as the offensive line allows them. As good as the defense is, as creative as the play calling is, as good as C.J. Stroud is in year three and the rookies and all this other stuff, the offensive line has to be there. And this is a big test against the Rams where you're facing some really good pass rushers, and then we just get to see this offensive line work together in a real game for the first time. So I think for sure, like most games, right? You always say it's one in the trenches, and I think Sunday's matchup, most importantly, it will be about the trenches on both sides of the football.
Yeah, I'd agree with that take. Yeah, definitely the trenches.
So it's the matchup I'm looking forward to most. You can let us know. 713-572-4610. 979 says Puka and Devontae Adams against the Texans secondary is the matchup that they're looking forward to.
Another good
most.
One.
Yeah, you know, the interesting thing, the other tough part about Sean McVay and the Rams being the week one matchup is McVay specializes on, it was almost like what Chip Kelly was doing, specializing on just getting mismatches.
Yeah.
And the big thing for McVay usually is trying to take advantage of your linebackers. And we know that was a problem at time last year, the Texans linebackers in coverage. So even more so than those receivers against the secondary, honestly, it's McVay trying to get the Texans in bad spots by lining up guys where even his receivers, that's where McVay's creative enough that he will get his receivers on your linebackers. And
put
that's
you
just
in
a
bad
complete,
matchups.
Right.
He'll put you in bad matchups.
That's what he does. So for me, it's more so about that than even the secondary, is just seeing if he challenges these Texans linebackers in coverage and how they hold up. Also, by the way, I don't know where you are in the Rams. I know people are talking about the Rams being like one of the best teams in the NFC. I don't know. I don't see it.
I don't know
it.
About that.
I know they had a good postseason run last year. I mean, they beat the Vikings, but the Vikings were a little fraudulent. And then they played well against the Eagles, but didn't beat them. And it was in the snow, and they probably should have won that game. But if the Rams had an up-and-down season last year, and when they were winning at the end of the year, Stafford wasn't playing that well, and now Stafford has this back problem.
I think they got hot at the right time last year.
They did.
If you get hot, you want to get hot late.
Yep.
To carry that up. And we've seen teams do that over the years. They get hot late, and they carry that over. And they did it a little bit. But
yeah. Right.
I'm not sure if they're going to be one of the – I would not pick them to be one of the best teams in the league this year. No, I'm not there with them.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, maybe they'll surprise me.
Personally, I think the Niners are going to bounce back and win that division this year. That's where I'm at with the West.
Niners,
yeah. NFC West. I think they're going to bounce back and win that division this year.
I do agree with that. All right, now if we zoom out, someone on the text line said Bills-Ravens week one matchup. It's a preview of the AFC Championship.
That's a big one.
If we zoom out, yeah, what else stands out to you most about week one in the NFL now that it is officially game week?
I'm big on this game on Friday. So it's not the season opener, but it's the second game of the season. Chiefs at Chargers. I'm going to say this right now. I think this is the year that someone other than the Chiefs finally, after like 8-9 years, wins the AFC West, and I think it's going to be the Chargers.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm putting that. It's the Jim Harbaugh effect for me.
Yeah.
The defense was already good last year. Now, it's funny because he was a quarterback when he played, but if you look at everywhere he's gone, he always builds the defense up first. He builds in the trenches and goes outward, like you talked about, trenches out, and that's really old school. That's old school philosophy there, but Jim Harbaugh has mastered that. I think they won 11 games last year, I believe, or 10. It was 10 or 11 last year they won. I think they could win 12 this year and win that division, the Chargers.
I am a big Harbaugh guy. It's funny, the point you bring up, because when he did make it to the Super Bowl with Kaepernick, the Niners were last in pass attempts that year. So it is funny that he was a former quarterback, but he tries to do...
He runs the ball, and they play defense.
He doesn't want his quarterback to do anything.
I mean, I think at least 3 out of the 4 years he was there with San Francisco, I think they were like a top 5 defense. Like, they were good. Like,
yeah.
That's what they did.
Vic Fangio.
Yeah. They ran the ball, and they played stellar defense. And that's what he's going to do. That's what he's already trying to do in, not San Diego, but Los Angeles.
Yeah, I think he'll have success with the Chargers just as long as Herbert doesn't have to deal with the Texans' defense in the playoffs.
That
was a disaster.
For them, yes.
Yeah. Updating you on a couple of things here. D'Amico Ryans, we played the audio a few moments ago, but he mentioned in his press conference just now that C.J. Gardner-Johnson, they're anticipating him being available for week one Sunday against the Rams. So that's good news for the Texans to have him out there. And then in the baseball world, Luis Garcia is making his return after nearly 2.5 months. They have gotten underway down the road at Daikin Park. And Garcia tossed a 1-2-3 top of the first against the Angels.
Hey.
How about that?
How about that?
That's a good start.
That's a great start. That's a great start right there.
And now Kikuchi's on the mound facing the Astros, bottom of the first. They just showed Kikuchi's numbers.
Mm.
Really good at home. On the road this year, he has an ERA like 5.5.
Yikes. Well,
so maybe
might
the
be
Astros,
a long day for him.
Let's hope.
Might be a long day.
Or this is just the way the Astros lineup is going right now.
Oh, man.
This is like you're for a pitcher, a starting pitcher.
Perfect for him. Huh?
Yeah. You're licking your lips like, oh, I get to face this lineup tomorrow.
Oh, goodness gracious.
So we'll see. He began with a 5-pitch walk to Jeremy Pena. But they're underway.
Yordan at the plate. Ooh.
Yeah, they're underway there here in Houston. So we'll keep you up to date on that before we hand things off to Area 45.
Oh, yeah.
Is in for the drive. And they'll be coming up after us, so we'll hand things off to them. But in the meantime, we'll keep you up to date. We still got the rest of the hour to go here following Luis Garcia's return in these Astros. Hey, when we come back, even though he's not here, we'll hold it down for him anyways. It's time for Figgy's mixtape, and we'll do it when we come back. It's In the Loop.